This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. A federal judge has ordered the Elizabeth School District to return 19 banned books to the shelves of its school libraries by 5 p.m. tomorrow. The order represents the second time the U.S. District Court has ordered the books returned. It's not yet clear if the district will have to comply or refile again with the court. U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright toured the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden yesterday. Wright, a Denver native, said the agency would focus on keeping energy prices low while increasing electricity production. That's to keep pace with increasing electricity demand from AI data centers. He also said that alarm around climate change has hurt U.S. energy production.
The biggest barrier in energy development the last few decades is people, for political reasons, calling climate change a crisis.
The visit comes as the agency is considering further staff cuts. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over its executive order requiring people to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote. Currently, states are responsible for verifying voters' eligibility. Colorado is one of 19 states on the lawsuit, which was filed in Massachusetts. Colorado's health department has added a Walmart in Pueblo to the two other locations where people may recently have been exposed to measles. Public health epidemiologists discovered people may have been exposed at the Southside Walmart on Northern Avenue in Pueblo, particularly those in or near the pharmacy on Saturday, March 22nd. That's in addition to a deli and health clinic. Public officials say those impacted should monitor for symptoms and consider avoiding public gatherings in high-risk settings. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.